Oh yeah, that music means it's a Tech Tuesday, and CNET Senior Editor Bridget Carey is with us. Apple is all the rage. I know we speak about Apple all the time, but a big Apple event is coming up tomorrow afternoon. Rumors, speculation. Let's get to the bottom of it, Bridget.
Yeah, the bottom of it is basically going to be goodbye home button. if you look at all the rumors and you put them all together, and usually there's a lot of truth to when you see repeating rumors over and over again. If you look into the crystal ball, it looks like there'll be three new iPhone models, and they're all going to look more or less like that new iPhone X, which uses face scanning to unlock instead of a fingerprint scanner home button. And that way you get more of that front is just a big old screen. And I guess Apple's really trying to make this face scanning technology the future of biometrics.
Will that big screen break more easily?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
I mean, Apple's going to say things about how I'm sure technology is a little more durable, but let's be honest, it's more screen to break, although the other one was still very breakable too, right? You know, they've all been breakable depending on how you hold it. I always have a case because I like to keep the value of my phone when every 2 years it's time to get a new one. Usually, you always get that itch to upgrade. Get a case because you can get a lot of money for your phone. In fact, today, I would say, if you're thinking about even just on the fence about upgrading, you should lock in a selling price today because you can make the most money today by selling your iPhone rather than waiting till after the iPhone's announced.
All right, but Bill and I both have the iPhone 6S. Jasmine, do you have a 6S or are you above that?
I have a 7.
You Richie. is it even, like, who's going to buy our 6s?
There are a lot of places that will just give you cash for trading it in. If you go to the Apple Store, you guys have the 6S's. You'll get $100 on the spot as long as your screen isn't totally cracked. If it's cracked, you'll still get some money for it, maybe like $50 or something. But yeah, you can get $100. There are websites, a lot of them out there. In fact, it's a little confusing how many there are. They'll accept your trade-in of your phone because they're going to go off and sell it. And I've seen prices that for the 6S, you can get about $120 on a site called Declutter. There's a site called Glide with a Y instead of an I. Then you get $180. Really, if you want to put the effort in, eBay is your best bet. You can get maybe about $160 or $170 right now on eBay.
Is that because it has the headphone jack? Because 7 and above, they removed that jack.
I know, and I think maybe the 6S might be a little more easier to sell for people who want to hold on to that stuff, right? But even the 7, Jasmine, that's going for $200 now. You don't have to do much. All you got to do is just say, okay, lock in a price now online. They'll give you a month to decide if you even want to mail it in, so there's no requirement from you. If you go to a site like Declutter or Buyback World, you might have heard of a thing called Gazelle. They were the most popular, although I think they offer the worst. Gazelle was only giving $60 for an iPhone 6S. But nevertheless, there's a lot of competition out there. You lock in a price today. You have a month to decide if you want to mail it in. And then when you do, they inspect it, make sure it's not totally busted, and then you get a check in the mail. I've done it before, and it's pretty easy. Or you just go in person to Best Buy or go to the Apple Store. A lot of stores take it back. Even GameStop, the video games place, they'll even take your phone. So it's almost like, hey, if you're going to go buy a new phone, even AT&T or Verizon, they'll give you cash for it. But not everyone gives the same amount of cash, So you got to weigh, all right, what's more convenient for you? What's less hassle? And how much money you want to make. If you want to make the most money, you got to do it yourself on eBay, I would say. But, of course, it's more hassle.
Bridget, I watch a lot of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, and I'm thinking of switching to only burner phones. Is that a good idea for me?
Yeah, a flip burner phone. I think it'll be really trendy.
All right,
here's where I'm confused, Bridget, because I'm just signing into my account right now because I still pay monthly on my phone, so I obviously owe money on it. Uh-huh. So if I sell it, what happens? That's where I'm confused.
Okay. That's what happened to me. All right, so I'm talking about locking in a price now, and the reason I was saying that is because as soon as the new iPhone's announced, you might not get $100 for that phone. You might get less. The price they'll offer on some sites drops. But yeah, let's say you still owe money on it. You have to call your carrier. You have to cancel the service. You have to pay off that phone. And for me, when I did it, I was selling my iPhone 7, and that ended up, the money I got for that ended up being the same amount I still owed. So I broke even. So you do have to, like, I called AT&T, you know, they gave me, you know, here's how much you owe still on your phone. Okay. They gave me one lump sum. I had to pay it all off at once. It was like $200 left. And then I got $200 for the phone, but from the other check. So it kind of broke even. But yeah, you have to take all that into consideration and how damaged the phone is, right? Because if you say it's flawless, and they get it inspected and go, oh, this really isn't flawless, you know, they'll give you a little less than you know, because you can't, obviously, anyone can lie about that on the internet. They have to validate it when they get it in person.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had trouble, though, and my phones have never had cracks, but, you know, I keep them in a case, and they've been pretty decent. I always get the price I'm quoted.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to sell my contact list.
You don't have anybody in there.
I have five people on there, Wendy. $20. Sell it right now.
All right. So the 10 came out, correct? The iPhone 10. And now what's this new one going to be called? Or new 3?
Yeah. The names are, they look confusing on paper because they call the 10 the Roman numeral with the X. So this one might be the 10S, which would look like XS. And then there could be the 10 Plus, which will be a larger version, maybe even have a more souped-up camera in the back. And then there'll be a cheaper model called the 10C. It'll look like XC.
For cheap? C for cheap?
I know. Like I wonder what that C stands for, right? But what it'll be is... the screen will be maybe a lesser quality, like they'll say LCD versus OLED. Like most people really don't notice that stuff. And it'll come in maybe some brighter colors or different color options. But, you know, that you just, you have a Goldilocks situation, you know, whatever one is best fit for you, I suppose.
Yeah. All right.
And is it the Samsung Note that's getting all the press too? It's what's weird to me is these phones are getting bigger and bigger. Pretty soon they're going to be the size of an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them will fit in our women jeans ever. Like, I feel like here comes technology supposed to make your life easier, but wait a second, now you need a wireless headset and it doesn't fit in your pants, and oh yeah, I'm paying more money than I ever had before for Facebook, you know. So yeah, I know it doesn't come cheap, but yeah, Samsung is the one that's really competing here against them, and of course they're throwing some teases out to say, hey, watch for us in November, we're going to have a folding phone. So okay, I guess they're going to throw something at us in a couple of weeks too. That might you know change the way we think about smartphones that have screens that can fold in half. I don't know what they're going to show, but they've been talking a big game.
Technology, you gotta love it. Bridget, thank you so much. You're going to the event tomorrow. Will you be covering it for CNET?
I will be watching along. They stream it from, although it happens in San Francisco, they stream it. So I'll be following along from my comfy laptop.
The way to do it, Bridget. Nicely done.
Excellent. Thank you. You can find her at CNET.com, on Twitter, at Bridget Carey. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Bill, I got to tell you, coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening right here, WGN Radio.